I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. On Capitol Hill yesterday, protesters interrupted a hearing of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The protesters were with the anti-war group Code Pink. They wore bright pink T-shirts with the phrase across the front, "Hands off Venezuela." The man answering lawmakers' questions was Elliot Abrams. Abrams is the U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela. And if you followed American involvement in Latin America over the years, you probably know that Abrams has a history there, a controversial one. Now he's one of the Trump administration officials calling for the ouster of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Francisco Toro, the founder of the Caracas Chronicles, is worried that those protesters are giving Maduro a free pass.
If we are concerned about human rights in Venezuela right now, we need to be looking at the people committing mass-scale human rights abuses in Venezuela right now.
And what are you seeing? What have you been reporting on?
So we see a pattern of people, especially in poorer areas, who protest against the regime, being ratted out by their neighbors who are on the pay of the regime, and having special police forces storm into their houses, pick them off, and shoot them, often in their living rooms in front of their parents. This has happened in the last week. In Caracas Chronicles, we interviewed the mother of one of the victims, one of the very few ones brave enough to go on the record on this. Most people are too scared to talk. This is not a notional possible future human rights abuse. This is happening right now.
We've heard that much of Maduro's support still comes from poor neighborhoods. But you said there are large pockets of dissent in those neighborhoods because people are getting rounded up.
They're not pockets of dissent. The vast majority of Venezuelans now want a change in government. They would have had it if there had been fair elections last year. The reason that Venezuelans are protesting is precisely so they can have the kind of government that's able to hold fair elections. This is not a polarized country. There's a large majority of Venezuelans who want a return to democracy and who want an end to the human rights abuses. They need American support. Almost every large democratic country in the world now understands a desperate need for a return to democracy in Venezuela, and that's what Americans should be lined up behind now.
So as the Maduro regime gets more and more painted into a corner, Venezuela as a petrostate, I mean, is the Maduro administration simply going to find new buyers for its oil, new sources of cash like China or India?
Venezuela's oil is extra heavy and has a high sulfur content, and you can't just put that kind of oil through any refinery. By and large, a refinery is designed to handle Venezuelan oil on the U.S. Gulf Coast. It would take investments in refineries elsewhere to adapt them. That takes time. That costs money. And so it's not that the Venezuelan regime has easy options to sell its oil elsewhere. But we should be thankful that this longstanding flow of funds from U.S. gasoline buyers into the torture chambers and the death squads of the Maduro regime has now stopped. That's great news.
Opposition leader Juan Guaido is backed by a lot of countries. He says the humanitarian aid that has been stuck on the other side of the bridge over in Colombia from Venezuela, it will enter Venezuela on February 23rd. What do you think is going to happen on the 23rd?
Well, hopefully the Venezuelan government will realize that it can't afford to keep aid on the border indefinitely, that Venezuelans are suffering right now, that Venezuelans' access to food and medicine is desperately needed in the short term, and that aid needs to make its way across the border. It's not clear to us that that will happen, but if the Venezuelan government stops aid from reaching the people who need it, we hope that the people in the military who are propping the government up and whose own families often don't have enough to eat and enough medicine for when they're sick, that they'll have a word with it.
What do you see as Cuba's role currently in Venezuela, and are Venezuela's generals comfortable with the role Cuba's playing?
Well, the top generals who have made a lot of money through illegal gold sales, through corruption in food imports, I'm sure they're very happy to have the Cubans around. But mid-ranking Venezuelan military officers are under intensive espionage cover from Cuban military counterintelligence. Late last month, Human Rights Watch documented repeated cases of torture where Cuban-backed Venezuelan counterintelligence was rounding up Venezuelan dissident generals and their family members and torturing them to get confessions out of them. It's important to understand that the chain of command inside the Venezuelan military remains functional because there is this level of terror because there are Cuban spies listening to every conversation.
We have spoken with Venezuelans who have not rejected the idea of a U.S. military intervention or some kind of military intervention. Do you feel that some Venezuelans may be naive about what a military intervention would actually entail?
Definitely. There are sections of Venezuelan opinion that have this fantasy scenario where American GIs come and solve all their problems magically within a couple of days. Venezuela is not that kind of country because the state has failed and the country is full of irregular armed groups, people with guns, prison gangs, militias, pro-government militias, anti-government militias. You have all kinds of people with guns. And if there is an invasion and the military either collapses or turns on one another, there are too many armed groups and there are too many neighbors and countries outside Venezuela that have an interest in Venezuela, not just places like the U.S. and Brazil and Colombia, but also Russia, Cuba, China. It's easy to see Venezuela, if there is a war, tending to become a kind of Syria and the Caribbean. I don't think it's a high probability of that happening, but if that did happen, it would be a terrible catastrophe for the Venezuelan people, which is why it's so important that diplomatic pressure get applied, that sanctions are followed together with humanitarian aid. But please, 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 it must not come to shooting.
Francisco Toro founded and edits the online journal Caracas Chronicles. Really good to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.